This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Relief could be on the way for ranchers in eastern Washington, where wolves have become a major threat to their cattle. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse introduced legislation that removes federal protection for gray wolves.
We were able to introduce a bill to delist the gray wolf in the continental United States, which one of the most important things to know about this is what our State Department of Fish and Wildlife has requested.
Newhouse says given the successful repopulation of the wolves, this could actually be a time to celebrate.
Few, if any, species have ever been taken off the list, and this is an opportunity for the federal government to declare victory on recovering an endangered species. The gray wolf is thriving. It's doing well. We know that in the state of Washington, the numbers of packs are growing, as is the numbers of wolves throughout the state. So it truly is not an endangered species.
He says this bill would give state regulators more control over their own situations.
As each state is different, circumstances are different around the country. Instead of having a federal agency make regulations from Washington, D.C., this will allow states to work with property owners, livestock owners in each individual state to better come up with wolf management plans in their own state.
Listen tomorrow for more on the bill and how it could potentially become law very soon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.